Answering speculation she would challenge Bill Cassidy for one of Louisiana's Senate seats, U.S. Representative Julia Letlow says she's focusing on serving the 5th Congressional District. But Cassidy will still likely face three well-known Republican challengers in next April's primary: State Treasurer John Fleming, State Senator Blake Miguez, and Public Service Commission member Eric Scametta. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says it's far from a guarantee that Cassidy will be reelected.
He has all the advantages of incumbency in his favor, but I do think the factor that we don't know about is what Donald Trump is going to do.
A fifth Louisianian has died from Vibrio vulnificus infection. 26 Louisiana residents have been infected by Vibrio, which naturally live in coastal waters and are found in higher numbers in the warmer months. State epidemiologist Teresa Sokol says if an open wound becomes exposed to coastal waters or raw or undercooked seafood, take action immediately since the infection can potentially kill within 1 to 2 days.
Wash your wound very, very thoroughly with soap and clean water if they've been exposed to those coastal waters or raw seafood.
LSU has its largest freshman class in history, and during his State of the University address, Interim President Matt Lee said the university's working to meet the housing demand.
Adding another 1,200 new beds by 2027 to meet growing demand and strengthen campus engagement. And next year, we'll break ground on a 193,000 square foot LSU library, a modern academic centerpiece.
I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.